Peters figure he's getting serious about her. What would you say he's doing?
He's courting.
He's courting her. Have you ever heard any other expressions for that?
He's gallant.
Gallant.
Feeling his oats?
Probably is.
Yeah. There goes your neighbor to the drugstore, maybe.
She called me and asked me if I needed anything.
Have you ever heard the term sparking?
Oh, yeah,
it's sparking, yeah.
They go sparking.
Well, that's a country expression. That's really a country expression.
They spark, yeah, on
the
boulevard
and they're
moving home. What would you say he was? You'd say he was her
boyfriend or lover?
A beau.
Beau, yeah, beau.
What about her? You'd say she was his
fiancée.
Boyfriend or a beau?
No, talking about her, she is his fiancée.
Oh, well, that's when they're getting close to marriage.
Well, say if he asked... If he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say she...
Rejected?
Rejected.
Get going.
Well, at the wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
The best man.
Best man. And what about the woman who stands up?
Matron?
The
matron of honor?
A maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
If she is a married one, like in our wedding, it was matron of honor, but if she is unmarried, she's a maid of honor.
Okay. Did you ever hear of any type of activity that went on after the wedding if the couple wasn't going on a trip? Sometimes a lot of people would follow them home, and it would get a little bit noisy and out of hand at times. They would play tricks on the couple.
Chivalry.
Are you familiar with what she said?
What was that?
Chivalry.
When the chivalry, most of the time the chivalry is on a couple that had already been married once, and they chivalry.
I'd say they're having a big rehearsal.
No, it was after the wedding, didn't you say?
And when they gather, and they're getting noisy.
We just went to a wedding.
What's your expression?
Well, if somebody had asked me that before I started doing this, I would know. We don't have chivalries in my part of the country. But were you familiar with that word? You acted like you'd never heard of it.
No, I don't know.
You haven't heard of it?
But what do you show?
Well, the term is chivalry, but like I said, in my part of the country, that's not a familiar expression.
No, not a common term.
Well,
it's a rehearsal. I mean... A reception, that's what I would call it.
After the
wedding, when they gather.
And well, that is a reception, but what do they do to themselves when they're leaving?
They have a rehearsal, they're getting noisy and playing tricks. That's at the rehearsal they do. We had a grandson who got married and had a helicopter come to the place and pick him up. What do you call that?
To throw the rice.
Yeah,
they
damn right.
Throw the rice on them and had it all ready. The father told him the groom bride would come through here, so all go on the porch. And when I got on the porch, he said, "Oh, there they go," and they went up in the airplane.
What do you say you're having if you have a lot of people over your house and just having a good time and have some drinks and hors d'oeuvres and all that? Say you're throwing a
party or a get-together?
Get-together.
Get-together?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as a party?
I would. A get-together is small, party is larger.
I see. Or if you have some music going on, people might get out and begin to...
A party with the dancing, I don't know. What would you call it? I'd call it a party,
Do you still dance any?
Huh?
Have you ever danced or do you still
Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh man, I shook the wickedest hip this side of Oklahoma.
Can you tell me the names of some of the
dancers? No, I'm out now.
Oh,
waltz and two-step.
Waltz and
two-step.
Waltz, two-step, mazurka, and...
Then bring it out of the kitchen.
Oh, you bring it out of the kitchen, even Oklahoma.